afternoon, friends. Thanks for joining me today. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. It is Wednesday, November 24th, National Opt-Out Day. You have tuned in to RBN because you can handle the truth. This is the real alternative media. Despite the fair and balanced claims of the highly paid talking heads of Fox News, this is where you're going to get real national news and opinions based on research and facts. Glenn Beck, Bill O'Reilly, and other divisive pro-war shills are not going to tell you about aspartame poisoning, GM Frankenfood, or depleted uranium. At the end of World War II, government officials recognized the toxicity of certain elements of the nuclear fallout and banned it in 1945. However, after 46 years, Pentagon officials collaborating with certain corporations used what people refer to as depleted uranium, or DU, in the first Gulf War. This is because ammunition made with the DU cuts through heavy armor and is a cheap method of disposing of toxic waste. However, it contaminates the air, water, food, and soil. People who inhale it often suffer from mental maladies, autism, diabetes, and cancer. Medical disability for veterans after World War II was 5%, and after Vietnam, it was 10%. After Gulf War I, disability was 55%. In a study of 251 Gulf War vets, 67% of the children born to the spouses of those vets suffered severe birth defects and diseases. Many were born without eyes, brains, organs, legs, arms, hands, or feet. Now, soldiers are returning with brain tumors the size of golf balls. Military physicians regularly counsel, don't have children. Additionally, Beck, O'Reilly, and others are not going to tell you about the toxins, such as Corexit, which officials dispersed into the Gulf of Mexico after the BP spill. They are not going to tell you that 19 countries had banned that toxin, and they are not going to tell you about the impact of the oil spill and the resulting toxic solution on the lives of the Gulf Coast residents, the fishermen, or the economy. Today, we have a real journalist who is not afraid to tell the truth and who is not in bed with the corporate media or the Pentagon. His name is Dar Shamal. His website is darshamaliraq.com. He is the author of Beyond the Green Zone, Dispatches from an Unembedded Journalist in Occupied Iraq. It was published in 2007. Chalmers Johnson, who died on November 20th, wrote the following about this book. An independent American journalist, Dar Shamal went to Iraq several times since our invasion to try to challenge the distortions of mainstream media. He succeeded brilliantly. Beyond the Green Zone is a collection of his reports on such subjects as American disinformation about how we captured Saddam Hussein, the battles of Fallujah, and the U.S. campaign to bring freedom and democracy to Iraq. His observations of the gratuitous cruelty of American soldiers toward innocent Iraqis are particularly devastating, unquote. He also wrote, The Will to Resist, Soldiers Who Refuse to Fight in Iraq and Afghanistan. This book was published in 2009. He also wrote, Chapter 6, called Killing the Intellectual Class, in the book Cultural Cleansing in Iraq, Why Museums Were Looted, Libraries Burned, and Academics Murdered. Okay, we are going into a break. We will be back in a few minutes with Dar Shamal.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactiv works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactiv Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactiv's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective, it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
It's been this way since the very first dawn. The common man gets trampled upon.
And we are back. This is Deanna Spingola, and I welcome Dar Shamal. Are you there?
I am, Deanna.
Thank you so much for joining me today. It's a pleasure to have you on the show.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you.
I love your books. I have both of them, The Will to Resist and Beyond the Green Zone, and I think that they actually should be required reading for every single American.
Well, thank you. I'm very honored that you'd say that.
Now, you've written quite a lot about the BP oil spill and some of the impact that it has had on the residents in the Gulf. Could you talk to us about that?
Sure thing. It's, you know, it's such a huge topic and it's ongoing. I mean, I think, first of all, people need to understand that while the Obama administration and BP would have folks believe that this thing's done and that microbes ate all the oil and life is back to normal in the Gulf and things are all right, this really couldn't be further from the truth. Despite that, 4.9 million barrels of oil were gushed into the Gulf during this disaster. And in addition to that, BP used at least 1.9 million gallons of toxic dispersants to sink the oil and try to keep it from coming up to the surface. And this deadly combo of the crude oil mixed with the dispersants has created a massive toxicity within the Gulf of Mexico. And I know from my sources down there that I just got back from another trip down to the Gulf. I just got back about a week and a half ago. And by maintaining contact with my sources down there, I know for a fact they are continuing to spray dispersants, sometimes from planes, usually from boats, closer to shore as oil keeps coming in. I think the dispersants are really the big untold story in the mainstream media of this disaster, because they're making people horrifically sick. Just a little bit about the dispersants. These are basically chemical solvents. They're not safe whatsoever. People basically get exposed to them by breathing them in, ingestion, and skin and eye contact. And I just want to read you a short list of, this is not an inclusive list, but the health impacts of the dispersants include headaches, vomiting, diarrhea, abdominal pains, chest pains, respiratory system damage, skin sensitization, hypertension, central nervous system depression, neurotoxic effects, cardiac arrhythmia, and cardiovascular damage. These are also teratogenic, mutagenic, and carcinogenic. And we're already seeing that, according to toxicologist Dr. Ricky Ott, there's as many as 3 deaths already directly attributed to these dispersants. And I've been talking with scores of people across the coast from all the affected areas, basically from Terrebonne Parish, Louisiana, all the way over east as far as Destin, Florida, and a little bit south of that, that everyone living in that area is being affected by this. So we're talking about between 4 to 5 million people that are being directly affected by ongoing exposure to these chemicals. The problem is, the problem is that instead of this being declared a federal emergency and these people being dealt with accordingly, which would look something like a government that would hold BP responsible for evacuating these people, treating their health problems, and compensating them fully, we have a government that's actively complicit in a massive cover-up of how much destruction this disaster has caused, as well as ongoing health, massive health problems that people in that area of the Gulf are suffering.
Certainly, the government must have known, that this was a toxic chemical that they were dispersing.
Absolutely. They've known from the very beginning, and nevertheless, and let me just run down that. I mean, the EPA, enough public pressure was applied in May that the so-called Environmental Protection Agency ordered BP to stop using the dispersants. BP then replied no. And so BP said, okay, well, you have to try to limit the amount that you're going to use. And BP basically went on using it at will. And let's be really clear for the record that every time dispersants are used, on paper, they're not legally allowed to use these dispersants unless the Coast Guard signs off on it. So that means we have active government cooperation with BP in the ongoing use of these dispersants. They claim to have not used them since mid-July, and yet we know that they're using them right now. And we've even had EPA whistleblower Hugh Kaufman of Love Canal fame. He was the whistleblower on that. He was the whistleblower in the wake of the 9/11 disaster of all the toxicity around Ground Zero for the rescue workers. And now he's come out as a whistleblower on the toxicity of these solvents and has been a very outspoken critic of the government and the EPA's response to this. And yet, of course, we see these solvents continuing to be used anyway, because it's in BP's best interest. And, you know, as I think most people are aware nowadays, we have a government that's little more than a faceplate for the corporate power behind it. And certainly that is the case with the Obama administration here and BP's oil disaster, where at the end of the day, it's not looking like there's going to be accountability and certainly not justice.
And certainly there were other more natural organic ways of cleaning up this mess, right?
Absolutely. Early on in the disaster, there were dozens and dozens of different NGOs and companies and foreign companies, domestic companies, and people very versed in bioremediation. All these different methods, some of them extremely effective, some of them maybe just out to make a profit, but nevertheless, all of these options were presented with BP and the federal government, and every single one of them was turned down. Not one of them was hired on to use, and that's because BP, afraid of their bottom line being affected by the fact that if some of these companies got involved, then we have more tabulations of the amount of oil being found and perhaps being recovered, and all of that means more fines for BP. And so it's specifically because of that BP essentially forbade any of these other effective measures from actually being taken in the Gulf. And, you know, even people within the oil industry said, even not even talking about bioremediation, but what BP should have done at the very least is let all the oil come up to the surface, and that way it could have been skimmed, recovered, and or burned. And not that I condone burning the oil because of the toxicities, the toxics released from that, but the bottom line is even people within the oil industry were incensed that BP used all of these dispersants and created what toxicologists and environmentalists across the Gulf are now calling a giant toxic experiment inside the Gulf of Mexico. And of course, the humans are the rats in this case.
Right. And of course, the currents will carry that up into the Atlantic, right?
Yes, I've already heard of some unverified tar balls being washing up on the east coast of Florida. For right now, it seems like it's fairly contained within the area of the Gulf where it took place, mostly because there's a giant eddy current there that there hasn't been too much coming off, although I've also have colleagues who've reported on some of the undersea plumes of the oil dispersant mix being seen down in the Florida Key area, which means it is already going along the south coast of Florida, and which of course means it's going up into the Atlantic. And of course, given the fact that we all breathe the same air and drink the same water and all the oceans are connected, it is just a matter of time before all of these toxic compounds do make their way around all the oceans of the world. And again, that's a very troubling fact.
Exactly. I can't imagine why a company would do that just to protect their bottom line and their profits. It's amazing to me. What about the animal life in that area, the fish?
Well, there's, again, just to reiterate, we're at the very beginning of this thing, meaning we're not going to see how deep the consequences of this go for years. For example, in the wake of the Exxon Valdez spill in 1989, we had a lot of wildlife impacted immediately, like we saw down in the Gulf, brown pelicans being coated in oil, you know, thousands of birds and turtles and other kinds of wildlife being killed immediately by the oil. But the even larger, deeper impacts, we're going to have to wait, because we won't know until 2, 3, 4 years down the line when, say, white shrimp season opens up and all the shrimp just are gone, because that's what happened up in Valdez. It was roughly 4 years after the spill that some of the populations of the fisheries, whether it was fish or a different kind of shrimp, literally collapsed completely, but it takes them a few years for that to happen. And so that's what we're looking at here, and we're looking at as much as 34 times the amount of oil that were dumped into the Gulf of Mexico as compared to the Exxon Valdez, and of course, exponentially larger numbers of dispersants used. And let's also point out that the crude oil is a hazardous material on its own, as are the dispersants, but when you mix them together, they're at least four times more toxic together than either of them on their own.
Now, I heard, and I don't know whether this is correct or not, that the oil is still seeping. Have you heard anything about that?
I have heard some chatter about that. Again, this is extremely hard to verify as far as getting an ROV down and actually looking at these areas down where it's seeping out of, mainly because, you know, BP is controlling all of that. Although I know that if you watch the ship traffic out there, that up until recently, the development driller rigs that drilled the so-called kill operations for the Macondo well were still out there. And at one point, there was even a third one brought out, which is very suspicious because given that it costs these companies between $500,000 and $1 million a day to operate these rigs, it doesn't make sense that BP, who's known for cost-cutting, would keep them out there just to err on the side of safety.
Dara, we're going to go into a break now, and we'll be back after a word from our sponsor.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans, thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation, but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny? and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out. Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
The Perkylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perkylite, with its exclusive black Perky filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Perkylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Perkylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
So shine the light of your freedom, the eternal flame for which many a brave heart has died.
And we are back. This is Deanna Spingola, and we're back with Dar Shamal. Okay, we were talking about the toxic dispersant and some of the impact in the Gulf area. What about the economy? What has occurred to the economy since this tragedy?
Well, it has absolutely had a huge effect on the economy of the affected states. I mean, let's be clear that while the oil industry brings in much more money to states like Louisiana, that compared to the tourism economy, the tourism economy actually employs far, far more people, nearly 500,000 people. In the affected states area. So we need to be really clear that there's been huge economic impact and will continue to be huge economic impact. And that's just talking about tourism. Then when we shift over to the fishing industry, I think essentially the impact may even be greater because again, it's already taken a huge hit so far since the spill occurred, primarily because immediately we had huge amounts of wildlife wiped out, marine life specifically. So in talking about shrimp and fish, that there was immediate huge impact of far lower numbers of that being available to catch. And then, of course, we have fewer people buying it because people are afraid of oil and dispersants being in the seafood. And then, again, it's going to be when we look further down the line from where we're standing today, we're going to see that's when we'll really see how deep these impacts are, because it is starting to come out. There are independent scientists who are testing the seafood and showing people there is oil and dispersant in the shrimp, there is oil and dispersant in the fish, and they're not safe to eat. Even some people within the fishing industry itself are saying this, because they understand that if this seafood is introduced into the market and people eat it and get sick, then basically Gulf seafood is done, and their livelihood is done for the rest of their lives down there. So already we're seeing huge impacts of this, and I think we should expect these to go into the future. And what's really amazing is when I've talked to these fishermen, and they're talking about trying to work with BP to get compensation for lost livelihood, BP's basically trying to lowball them, and they're trying to get out with paying as little money as possible. And at the end of the day, you know, these people tell me, look, how much is my livelihood worth? How much is it worth that I'm a third, fourth, or fourth generation fisherman down here, and my entire family is down on the coast, and this is our culture? My livelihood is my culture. What's the price tag on that? Who's going to determine that? What is that worth? $1 million? $2 million? And that's a really good point, because these people who have for generations been living down on the coast, making their living fishing for shrimp or for fish, they're wiped out, and they're going to be wiped out. And again, you know, what BP is offering to compensate them for is an insultingly low amount of money.
It's true. I think that probably a quarter or, you know, 25% of our seafood comes from that area. So it isn't just an impact for the economy there, but it also impacts the supply of fish for the whole country. And as you say, it does impact their culture. And who's to say whether they will actually get compensated? I know that there are people still waiting to be compensated from the previous oil spill by Alaska. You know, they've had to go to court several times, and they just wait them out. Exxon just waits them out, and pretty soon they just die off, and they don't get compensated. So this could also happen to the people down in the Gulf, correct?
Well, you're exactly right, and that is exactly what Exxon did in the wake of the Valdez, and, you know, just litigation after litigation, just one appeal after another, just drawing this out, and specifically, as you said, just literally waiting for the people who are going after them to try to get compensated, to wait for them to die. And Exxon was fairly successful at that in Alaska, and it's still going on. And certainly we're going to see that here. And again, the toxicologist who I mentioned earlier, Dr. Ricky Yott, has been a really key player in the wake of this disaster, because she went through all this up in Cordova, Alaska, where she was working as a fisher person when that disaster happened. And now she's come down to the Gulf, and she's trying to educate people, look, this is what you need to expect. Things like when BP says, we're going to make you whole, that means we'll see you in court. And she's been educating people, look, you need to brace yourselves, you need to get ready, you need to get a damn good lawyer, because this is going to be a long, hard fight, and these are the things that you need to do to take care of yourself while this is going on. And that's what's happening, and there has been some organization, thankfully, along the Gulf Coast because of that.
Now, you mentioned a coalition for BP accountability. Is there some group that's trying to get BP to own up to their responsibilities?
Absolutely. There's actually a coalition of groups of seafood distributors across the coast, of fisher persons in all four affected states, meaning Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida, as well as concerned residents. All of these people are coming together, and it was just a few weeks ago I went to a rally of many of these groups, and including people who are working out on the oil rigs off the coast, because these people are affected too. And let me, maybe after break we can get in to talk about that as well, that it's not just fisher persons, but it's actually people within the oil industry who are being affected.
Great. Okay. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors. Thank you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Now they own the drugstores on the corners in your towns. With each one they put up, they're tearing you down a little more.
And we are back. This is Deanna, and I'm here with Dar Jamal. Could you give us your website again?
Sure. Actually, the easiest way for folks to find my work is going to dar.org. It's dahr.org.
Great, great. And they should buy your books.
Thank you.
Absolutely. These are fabulous books. Wonderful. Just, they tell such a story. Okay, we were talking about the coalition and accountability and whatnot before.
That's right. So in addition to Fisher Persons and Concerned Citizens, it was interesting to me to learn that during this so-called drilling moratorium that the Obama administration imposed during the height of the disaster, that actually people who were working on those rigs whose jobs then got put on hold during the moratorium were told they would be compensated as well. And so, again, you have people down in the Gulf. Oftentimes you'll have families where you have the people working both in the fishing industry and the oil industry, or not necessarily the same person, but people within the same family doing this, just to be clear. And yet those people during the moratorium who lost their jobs were promised they would be compensated, and as of 2 weeks ago, they too, like fisher people trying to get compensation from BP, have not received anything. So let's be very clear that BP's policy, again, of minimizing the loss, of cutting costs, of not genuinely trying to compensate people for the destruction they've done across the Gulf, this is rampant. It's including everybody from people in the hotel industry to oyster fishermen to people working on rigs offshore.
Interesting. I have a very suspicious mind, and I've always thought that that whole thing was industrial sabotage, because I think that there were people who came out and checked all of the rigging and whatnot, all of the technology on that ship, on the rig, and just a couple of days before, and then all of a sudden we have this huge oil spill that they can't seem to get under control. And I just look at that as purpose, you know, some kind of a deliberate event to alter the economy in that particular area in order to get people to leave the area. What do you think about that? Think I have a...
I don't know about that, but I know for a fact that, you know, BP has by far and away the most dismal safety record. I mean, they I think are absolutely criminally negligent with this and should be found so and brought to justice for that and brought to account. I mean, we're talking about they need to be their executives need to be tried for manslaughter for the people killed in that rig, as well as held responsible for any deaths and suffering of people across the Gulf Coast as a result of this disaster. I mean, this is a company that over a given time period had more than 700 safety violations, and of all the oil companies on the planet, the next closest in as far as number of safety violations had something around the lines of 12. So that gives you an idea how this company operates. They don't give a damn about doing the right thing. They have no morality. They're all about making money, in as much money in as short a time possible, and if that means risking lives and risking the environment, then so be it. And of course, they've been allowed to do business that way thanks to policies. This is not a Republican-Democrat thing, but thanks to policies under Clinton, under Bush, and under Obama, and this is continuing to go forward. And I think one of the saddest things of this whole disaster is that we haven't seen the deep structural changes that have to be made so that these types of disasters don't happen again. In fact, we see things carrying on business as usual, despite the fact that we really are in the beginning stages of this disaster still down in the Gulf when we look at it in terms of human impact and ecological impact.
Which is great. The ecological impact is, well, as you mentioned, we won't be able to know what it is until maybe 4 years out.
That's right, and probably even longer than that. I did a story in just within the first couple of months when the disaster started. I interviewed several marine biologists and other scientists down in the Gulf of Mexico, and the consensus was that we're looking at a recovery, not in terms of single-digit years, but probably somewhere between 10 and 20 years if there was a real recovery effort made and cleaning and things like this done the right way, that it would take somewhere between 10 to 20 years to get back to where things were pre April 20. And just to point this, I mean, just to kind of underscore that, you can go up to the beaches affected by the Exxon Valdez disaster now and turn over rocks and still find fresh crude oil from that disaster. You can go down to South Padre Island, Texas, and dig down a bit, and you'll still find crude oil and tar balls from the Eekstock well blowout in the Bay of Campeche in 1979. And that's 31 years ago. And so that's what we're talking about here, that save a genuine, real response effort, which of course we're not having anything close to that. We're going to be seeing the effects of this for the rest of our lives.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. This is really, really awful. Have you seen people leave the area because of this?
Yes, I've actually spoken with several, because I've been, right now I'm really trying to keep my focus of work on the human impact, because we are hearing a bit here and there about seafood impact, but very little about humans. And the reality is people are being made intensely sick. I mean, it's no exaggeration. We have people bleeding from every orifice. We have people having massive heart palpitations. This is affecting people psychologically. People are struggling with depression and other health-related issues. And what's happening is that people are starting to understand, look, if I'm serious about detoxing these chemicals from my body, I need to leave the area. And there are some doctors down in the Gulf Coast who understand what's happening, who are telling people that. And I actually followed one man named Donnie Matzler from Dolphin Island, Alabama. He went to the Environmental Health Clinic in Dallas, Texas to see a Dr. William Ray. And Dr. Ray, basically, I went up there and interviewed him at the clinic, and Dr. Ray said, look, you know, the first thing is if someone's being made sick, you have to get them away from what's making them sick. You know, it's like if someone's wounded, you know, if someone's stuck with a knife, you pull the knife out. That's the first thing. And then you treat the wound, and it's the same thing with toxic chemical exposure. First, you have to have them stop being exposed to these chemicals. That means get them away from the Gulf Coast. I spoke with another commercial fisherman out of Florida named Joe Yerkes. Same thing. He went and saw a doctor who said, you're going to have to leave the area because if you stay there, you will continue to get sick, and it doesn't matter what I do for you, what kind of detox program I put you on. It just doesn't make sense to do that when you're being exposed every other day, depending on which way the wind blows. And so you need to move away from the coast. And I talked to a couple from Florida who actually has relocated up to Montana. And they said, as so many people down in the Gulf say, look, once I got away from the coast and I went inland and away from this stuff, I immediately started to feel better. And then anytime they've gone back to visit friends or to get things or whatever, once they get back, immediately they start feeling bad again. And so that seems to be a growing consensus along the Gulf as well.
Have you noticed this in the children or the elderly? Are they affected more by all of this toxic air and soil and water and whatnot?
They are, absolutely. Children, elderly, people with pre-existing health conditions, they're kind of the canaries in the coal mine. So people, healthy males, and one thing that males are less affected than women is simply, you know, the way our bodies are structured, that women are, you know, for obvious reasons, more affected by these types of things. And so, it is the elderly, children and women that are going to be affected, harder and faster than a healthy male might. And yet, even men are suffering from this. And I can tell you firsthand, from my experience, when I've gone down to these areas like Barataria, Louisiana, or past Christian, Mississippi, these areas right on the water where there's been an extreme amount of dispersants used, that you feel it immediately. I mean, I could feel the initial symptoms of a headache, burning eyes, heart palpitations, racing heart, other things like this. You know, I could feel, you can literally smell the chemicals at times, and you start to feel it, and you get kind of very forgetful. You know, you can't really think straight. I mean, it's as though you went and sniffed paint or some other types of chemicals that are toxic. It's going to affect you immediately, and that's how intense it is right along the coast, even right now in many of these places.
And when did you start experiencing that? Within minutes after being there?
Yes, literally. My first experience was my very first trip down to the Gulf to start reporting back in July. I went down to Barataria, and literally within 15 minutes of being there, I could feel it. And it's the same on our last trip that we just got back from, going down to the coastal areas of Mississippi, where areas where we know that they're still spraying the dispersants, for example, and then of course it washes back in ashore over the days following the spraying, that you go down to any of these areas and you're going to feel it. And another problem with this stuff is it's bioaccumulative, which means that it gets into your body, and it takes your body a long time to naturally process it through and get rid of it. And so if you're going down there, and particularly if you live down there, this stuff just builds up and builds up in your body, so you become kind of hypersensitive to it, to to where I know people like the fellow I mentioned earlier who went to Dallas to get treated. He has so much of these chemicals in his body that now, recently, when he went back down to Dauphin Island, immediately he fell ill again because it takes so much less of this to make you sick. And this is what I'm seeing talking with people in Alabama, Mississippi, and the panhandle of Florida, all these areas where it's just continuing to worsen over time instead of get better.
And this would probably cause birth defects also, right?
Absolutely, it does. And actually, it causes a great risk that if someone is pregnant, there's a great risk and high probability that they would lose the baby even before childbirth. And so, yes, it is that toxic. And I think that's a thing that people need to really understand, that, you know, anyone listening, if you have friends and family down along the Gulf Coast, I mean, I hope that they're being made aware of this, but that's the challenge, right? Because we have a government and most of the mainstream media that's been extremely complicit in this cover-up that many people are referring to as, you know, this is the greatest cover-up of you know, the biggest oil disaster in U.S. history. And the toxic legacy of this is going to last a long, long time. I mean, we see the after effects of people being exposed to toxins in Love Canal, or more recently in the September 11 at Ground Zero. You know, thousands of response workers are sick or have died directly from what they were exposed to. And again, even at that time, we had a government that said, well, everything's fine, we've done the tests, the air is good. And it's not true. And the same thing is happening right now down in the Gulf of Mexico.
And, of course, the media, as you said, covers this up, which is criminal.
It absolutely is, because, you know, in reality, you know, to be fair, there has been a little bit of reporting on this, of the toxic effects. I have seen some short bits of reporting, even on CNN, but then that's gone away and stayed away, and it's as though in August, I don't remember the exact date, but I remember it was in August when President Obama went down to Florida and got in the water with one of his daughters and had the photo op and told everyone, look, the Gulf is great, it's all safe, come on down, have some shrimp. And from that moment on, it's as though the media just took their marching orders from the Obama administration and basically said, okay, it's over, it's all good, microbes ate it, we can go on back to covering Britney Spears. And you know, it's really amazing when we understand what that means, when a foreign oil company like BP has so much power over the federal government that they can basically use the president as their own PR flack to go down and do this photo op for them. And that's exactly what happened. And the media reported it as they wanted it reported. And there you have it. And instead, you know, we should be hearing about how dangerous these chemicals are regularly. We should be hearing about how criminally negligent BP has been and how complicit the government has been in these cover-ups. And government agencies like EPA, like NOAA, like NIOSH, all these agencies are absolutely in bed with helping cover this thing up, play it down, pretend as though the seafood is safe and the air is safe to breathe and the water is safe to swim in. I mean, it's really bad. And, you know, a lot of this information, I would imagine, might sound somewhat alarmist or over the top, but I just really can't reiterate enough how dangerous this situation is. I mean, there's surfers coming out of the water. I talked to the Surf Rider Foundation, and there's surfers coming out of the water in Florida and Alabama, and their corneas are burning, literally, from the toxic chemicals in the water. They're having skin rashes all over their bodies. And this is, you know, healthy, athletic people going into the water to try to have a good time. Even they, too, are being severely affected.
Unbelievable. That's terrible. Terrible. We have a caller on the line. Would you take a question from Sid?
Hey, good morning. Good evening. I can't
good
get
afternoon.
It right. Sorry, a little flustered. Hey, on the subject that you're speaking on, until we start holding our elected representatives at task, then we're not going to get anywhere. We're not going to get anywhere. And I'm talking about the top officials in the country, not, you know, obviously the the pundits and the officials in the local areas, they were all for get us help now, don't mess with us. But no, what we get is exactly what you've been talking about today. And it's subterfuge. It's not even bordering on criminal. It is criminal, and we just don't seem to get it in this country that until we make them behave, they're not going to behave.
I couldn't agree more. I think that's a very, very important point. As we heard early on, you know, the government has allowed BP, the person who committed the crime, be in charge of the crime scene as far as the cleanup and the compensation and all this kind of stuff. And that's exactly what's happened. And I think, you know, we can't just limit it to just BP, but exactly as you said, the highest people in the administration, and this absolutely includes the president, need to be held to account for their criminal negligence in this.
Okay, Sid, thank you so much for calling in. We're going into a break, and we'll be back after a word from our sponsor.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system, and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
So shine the light of your freedom, the eternal flame for which many a brave heart has died.
And we are back. This is Deanna, and I'm back with Dar Jamal. We have another caller on the line. We have just a few moments. Randy, are you there?
I sure am.
I tested oral eating bacteria, and I followed this issue very closely, and I agree with you. I definitely think that this was not an accident and could go into that, but of course we don't have time. But I am a big advocate of free enterprise and business, and anything that is spoken that hurts, you know, the fisherman or the oilman or whatever it is, I'm against it. But this, these dispersants, I have a hard time feeling that that was an accident. And I was just wondering what Al-Jamal felt as far as this being deliberate to run. I've been reading this S510 and how that's running small businesses out. Is this, if he thinks this is a deliberate effort to eliminate competition in oil and just hurt the small businessman?
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, I've done no investigation into that, and really, that hasn't been the focus of my reporting. But you know, you mentioned the dispersants, and you know, the use of this is by design. I mean, let's be very clear: the company that makes these two, there was three different types of what are called Corexit dispersants used, and they're made by a company called Nalco Holding Company, which is actually a company that has BP executives on its board. So there is a very direct financial incentive for BP to use as much of Nalco's dispersants in this process as possible. I mean, the more dispersants that are used, the more money they're making. And again, they obviously could care less and yet know full well of the toxicity of these. So I think it's very safe to say that they are absolutely willfully and deliberately using massive amounts of toxic dispersants across the Gulf of Mexico. They know the consequences of this, and they're not only are they just doing it anyway, but they're doing it as much as possible.
Okay, Randy, did you have another question?
No, I think that pretty well covers it. It looks like your program's just about out of time, and I'm kind of listening to two things at the same time.
Well, thank you so much for calling in.
Okay, we'll see you.
Okay. Gosh, we are just about out of time. I had hoped to have some time to talk about your books and to talk about Fallujah and some of the other issues that you address. And I hope that you'll come back and join me sometime in the future.
Well, I'd be happy to, and it was good talking with you. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show. I really appreciate it. Okay, we are not going to be broadcasting live tomorrow, and we for the Thanksgiving holiday. And so I hope that you all have a wonderful holiday, and that you think about those people who don't have as much as you do. I hope that you will think of others and enjoy your families, enjoy the day, and we'll see you. And thank you so much for tuning in to RBN today, because you can handle the truth. And be sure to support our sponsors, because it is our sponsors who help to keep RBN broadcasting. And I'm very grateful to have the opportunity to have this show. This is my third week, and I'm just kind of getting used to all the time breaks and all the other, but I'm very grateful to join you each day, and I appreciate your listening to me and to the guests that I have on. I really appreciate the guests that we've had, and I understand that that we need to bring these guests to you so that you know what is going on, so that you have real news, real truth here at RBN, because you can handle the truth. Thank you so much. I'll talk to you on Friday.
It's true.